It is certainly not a revelation to anyone that hospitals and health systems are pillars of our own healthcare system, major employers, and significant economic contributors. When we count state assets, hospitals are very high on the list. The array of facilities includes critical access hospitals, academic medical centers, teaching hospitals, trauma and burn centers. And with the continuing emphasis on developing and utilizing life-saving technologies and techniques, hospitals are building toward a better healthcare future on a daily basis. While the overall numbers are impressive, hospitals are affected by the circumstances of the regions and the populations they serve. The differences between urban, suburban, and rural areas register in healthcare, as they do in education, job opportunities, and so many other issues. Hospitals are deeply affected by consequential policy and funding decisions that are being made by the federal and state governments. That is dramatically apparent in the current debate over potential repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. In principle, we all commit to sustaining and improving the quality and accessibility of hospital care. The difficulty, as we are constantly reminded, issue after issue, is accomplishing these goals without compromising affordability. The purpose of designating this week is to encourage policymakers to take the time and effort to understand what happens inside our hospitals. Granted, we can learn a lot, generally from their representatives and from the reports issued by the Healthcare Cost Containment Council, but there is much more in the way of perspective to be gained from our local hospitals. And it is definitely preferable that we gain that perspective at a time when we're not rushed in for treatment or testing. So I encourage my colleagues, go see, listen, and learn from administrators, professional providers, support staff, auxiliaries, their patients, and their families. It is indisputable that healthier hospitals make our Commonwealth stronger and a better place to live. So I ask you to please join me in supporting May 7th through 13th as National Hospital Week here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.